Thank you for calling. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I need to file a new claim. I need to file a claim.
I'd be happy to help you with that. When was your last day at work?
Today, this morning. I clocked in, but I clocked
out. Clocked in, were you able to work? Are you?
Yes, I was able to work, but they fired me. Said I was not good for the job.
How many days this week did you work?
I'm sorry?
How many days this week did you work?
How many days this week I've worked? What is
yes.
today, Thursday? I work Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of this week.
Okay. Thank you. May I please have your social?
Yes, ma'am. It's 420-21-0558.
Thank you.
Yes.
Will you verify your name, your full name, your date of birth, your mother's maiden name, and your driver's
yes,
license number?
Okay, I'll get my driver's license. My full name is Karen, K-A-R-E-N, Sue, S-U-E, middle name. My last name is Sims, S-I-M-S. My date of birth is March the 3rd, 1968. And my driver's license. Sorry.
Did you work today or you just signed in and they clocked you right out?
I just clocked in. I clocked out.
So you didn't work. So your last day of work was.
I did clock in, but I did not work a full day, no. I clocked in when I got there. Then I had an email stating to come to my boss's office. And then that's when he told me, and I went back to my desk, and I clocked back out.
So the 27th was your last day of working?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, a full day, yes.
Okay, what's your mother's maiden name, Kara?
Henry.
Can what state issued you your license?
I got Alabama license.
Okay, but I need to change that then.
Whenever you're ready.
Okay. I don't know whether I heard you. I'm trying to listen. Did you give me your date of birth?
Yes, March the 3rd, 1968.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
You have an Alabama license now. We need to correct that. Because what state issued you your license initially?
I moved from Michigan down to Alabama in 2020.
Okay. So now you have Alabama license. Let me just put your Alabama
yes,
license
ma'am.
Up. Let me put that number in.
Okay, whenever you're ready.
I am.
It's 5833166.
5833166?
No, it's 5833166.
5833166. Six six.
Yes, ma'am. 5833.
Thank
three.
You.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. All right. I'm going to ask these questions.
Okay.
We verified your name as Karen Sims. Date of birth is March 3rd, 1968. Karen, we have to ask everybody these questions. What is your
uh-huh.
gender?
I'm female.
Thank you. Are you a U.S. citizen, yes or no?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. What is your preferred language?
Oh, did you say, do I understand?
Yes.
English and writing? Yes, I do. Yes.
Thank you. What is your preferred language?
English.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself disabled? Yes or no?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Did you serve on active duty in the U.S. Armed Forces for more than 180 days? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. What's the highest grade you completed in school?
I'm sorry. Say that again.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. What is the highest grade you completed in school?
I said from college.
How many years?
One.
Thank you. We verified your driver's license. Let me read this to you. If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card would take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
I can do direct deposit.
And what bank is that with?
Liberty Bank in Geraldine, Alabama.
Thank you. Would that be a checking account or savings?
Checking account.
I think you may have the routing number.
Somewhere out. Yep, I do. The routing number whenever you're ready.
I am.
It's 06 22 01 84 7.
I'm going to give it to you back to you in sets of threes. 06 22 01 84 7.
Correct.
Thank you. Now, may I have your account number, please?
Yep. It's 031-037-00.
Is that two zeros on the end or three zeros?
Two zeros.
Okay, let me repeat this to you. I'll give it to you in sets of twos. 03-10-37-00.
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
Thank you very much for that information. Okay.
Will
you give me, may I have your mailing address, please?
Yes, ma'am. It's 80 County Road.
Okay, let me take this. Excuse me, Karen, let me take out the old address. We have a Vista Valley.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. That was Michigan.
Yeah. Hold on, let me change the state.
No worries. Just take your time.
No. I won't be able to type it in if I don't change the state at all. What's your zip code?
My zip code here in Alabama?
Yes, in Alabama.
Yes, ma'am. It's 35974.
Thank you. 35974. Okay, now. Now, will you give me your address, please?
Yes, ma'am. It's 80 County Road. 337.
Okay, 80337. What city is that?
That's Geraldine, G E R A L.
No, I have to pull it off of a box.
Okay.
I have to pull it off of a box.
All right.
G-R-A-L-D-I-N-E?
Yes. G-E-R-A-L-D-I-N-E. Correct.
Okay. All right. I have 80 County Road 337, Geraldine, Alabama, 35974. Okay. Is
correct.
Your resident address different from the above mailing address? Yes or no?
No, ma'am. Everything's the same.
Thank you. Has your address changed in the last year? Yes or no?
No.
I think you may have a primary telephone number.
Yes, ma'am. It's area code 231-888-45.
Wait, but just a minute. Just a minute, yeah. Mm-hmm. 231. All right, 888.
Yes. 4585.
Okay, so I have 231, then I have 38, 4585.
That's it, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I want to verify your address. Will you just repeat your full address for me, please? You don't
80?
Have to spell anything.
I'm sorry, what?
You don't have to spell it. Just repeat it for me for verification.
80 County Road 337, Geraldine, Alabama, 35974.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions.
Okay.
Okay. These are security statements. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 2125 Sheffield Drive, 22184 Lejeune Drive, 3822 Bent Pine Drive, 7123 Generals. I've never been associated with any of these addresses.
Yes, ma'am. 7123 Generous.
Thank you. Which of the following colleges have you attended? Franklin University, Mary Baldwin College, Thomas More College of Liberal Arts, University of Alabama, none of the above.
None of the above.
Thank you. Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Alternative Conservation Techniques, Bob Quicksack, Professional Accounting Service, Talon Group, none of the above.
You know, that's a hard one to say. At this moment, none of the above. But I could have been one of those, but I don't know. But I'm going to say at the moment, none of the above.
Would you like for me to repeat the names again?
Yes, ma'am.
Alternative Conservation Techniques. Bob Quicksack, that's S-A-K. Professional Accounting Service. The Talon Group, T-A-L-O-N
Talon
Group. Yeah.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I don't know.
Okay. You can put none of the above.
Okay.
If you can't remember.
Some corporations don't give you that. They give another that you work for. So it could have been
give you another name. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Mesick, M-E-S-I-C-K, Traverse City, Muskegon, Farmington Hills, none of the above.
Mesick, Michigan, the very first one.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Number two. According to your driver's license, what color are your eyes? Black, blue, brown, green.
Blue.
Did you say blue?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. These questions, you answer yes or no. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months, yes or no?
In the last 12 months, no, ma'am.
Thank you. Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government, yes or no?
Say that again.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government, yes or no?
No.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification, yes or no?
No.
Your last day work you said was the 27th.
I'm sorry, ma'am, I can barely hear you.
You said your last July 27, 2022?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, once I put the date in, you get a message. So I'm going to read the message to you. Last day work, please note, this claim will be effective July 24 of 2022. You have indicated a last day work during this claim week. If you file a weekly certification on next week, you will be required to report your gross earnings for this week. To calculate your earnings, multiply the number of hours worked by your hourly wage. Failure to report wages when earned could be considered fraud and may result in an overpayment or penalty, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you have to report the 3 days this week that you work.
Okay.
Thank you. All right, since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you work for yourself? Own a business, are you a corporate officer for a business, yes or no?
No, I don't
know. Thank you. Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license? Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Are you currently or training, yes or no?
I'm sorry?
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training, yes or no?
No.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Are you available to accept full-time work, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months, yes or no?
Okay, I can really hear you again, ma'am.
Yeah, I'll be happy to repeat that.
Okay.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months, yes or no?
No, I draw a pension, but not for the last 18 months.
Thank you. Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation?
No.
Due to a work-related injury, yes or no?
Say that again.
Then have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury, yes or no?
No, ma'am.
Thank you.
On that pension, I draw a type of extension. I've been drawing it since 2014. So
okay, well, that's a no because you said within the last 18 months.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, confused me.
Yes, thanks. Now, how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
30 miles. Maybe the gas price.
Thank you. What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
$13 an hour that I just got.
$13. Thank you.
$14. Yes, ma'am.
31 miles and $14. Thank you. Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work, yes or no?
No.
What was your job title when you were working?
BDC.
BDC?
B as in boy, D as in dog, C as in cat. Service, BDC service.
I guess we got to tell what each of these letters stand for.
Business Development Center.
Okay. Not where did you work, but what did you do on the job? What was your job description?
Yes, ma'am. I answered service calls, appointment setter, appointments. For
so you were like a secretary?
I was, if it's not listed for automobile dealership, BDC service calls.
Okay, so you were a customer service rep?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. Who did you work for?
Donahue Chevrolet. And that's that D was involved.
No, I have it.
You do?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Is that Christopher Donahue?
Sorry?
Christopher
Donahue? I don't know. I know it's Pete Donahue.
Okay. But it's already listed. So.
Okay.
Once we put in your social security number, almost everything comes up. All right.
Okay.
This is your employment details. What is Donahue's telephone number?
Do I need that?
Yeah, you need to give it to me.
I don't know. You want me to give the number of the place I work? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, ma'am.
It's area code 256-845-3525.
But for verification purposes, will you repeat that, please?
Yes, area code. Let me just make sure I got it. Let me pull it up. Let me make sure that that's the right. I mean, I know it is, but I just want to make sure on my end. If you can bear with me, please. I just want to make sure. Okay. It's giving me a different number. It's giving me, it was 25696. Okay. I don't know. It's giving me a different number when I call on a grant.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know which one to give yet. Is it got a number on your end? Ma'am?
So what, say it again now.
Has it got a number on your end?
We don't have a telephone number for it. I just wanted you to verify the number that you gave me.
Okay. It's got three different numbers. I don't really know which one to give you.
Okay, give me the one to the human resource office.
I don't got that one for the human resource office.
Okay, which one do you have?
Sorry?
But give me one number that you think we may be able to reach somebody that can verify your work there.
Yes, area code 256-845-3525.
Thank you. What was your employment start date with Donahue?
March 31st of 2022.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And your last day was July 27th.
Yes, ma'am.
22. What city did you work in?
14, Alabama.
Okay, we have a drop-down box, another message. Each time we put your date, your last day worked in, we're going to get this message.
Okay.
Labor.alabama.gov says, please note, this claim will be effective July 24, 2022. You have indicated a last day work during this claim week. If you file a weekly certification on next week, you will be required to report your gross earnings for this week. To calculate your earnings, multiply the number of hours worked by your hourly wage. Failure to report wages when earned could be considered fraud and may result in overpayment. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Fort Payne. Thank you. Three questions in one. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, holiday pay, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Have you applied for a pension? Are you receiving a pension from this employer, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Why are you no longer working for them?
They fired.
Discharge. Why did they discharge you?
They just, he just brought me in his office and told me I was fired, that I was not right for the job.
So that would be unsatisfactory work?
I don't really know. Never been fired before.
Oh, my. Just a minute here.
Okay.
My page went away. Oh. This site can't be reached. Oh, Lord. Hold on.
You just take your time, ma'am. I'm here at home now. I have nowhere to go. Nothing to do.
Just a minute. Let me see if we have any issues here.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh dear.
What happened?
When I click next, it says the site can't be reached. The server cannot be found, so I gotta try to.
You just take your time, ma'am. Don't be in no, I'm right here. Or there's no rush.
Yeah, no. Give me your telephone number. I'm going to have to go out of here and come back in. What's your telephone number?
Okay. It's area code 231-888-4585.
Karen, right?
Yes, ma'am.
It's the same name as my pastor, Karen Sims.
Your same name as what, ma'am?
My pastor.
Oh, really?
Her name is Karen Susan. Karen Susan Sims, and yours is Karen Sue Sims.
Aw.
How about that?
It was meant to be today. There was a lot that happened at my work in the past week with ladies in my office, and they wouldn't talk to me, and they wouldn't communicate with me or anything on my job, and they just didn't want me in the office with them, and so my boss let me go.
Yeah, it's too sad. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, very sad. It's very sad how people won't, if they dislike you, they don't like you. They think you're above them or whatever.
Yeah, it's just too sad, people that way.
Yes,
okay.
Yes, it was. It was kind of like, if I wouldn't imagine being in, it wasn't meant. I guess God meant it for it to be this way.
Mm-hmm. Karen, I'm going to have to disconnect from you so I can try to call you back. Now, don't answer the phone when I call back. Now, I don't know how my number is going to show up, but it's going to be me. I'll call you back. Okay, just give me a chance. I need to log completely out. Then I'm going to call you right back.
I appreciate it. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.